lanem mo Tok Tok English Language, isave mekem lifelong you hemi easy long Australia. SPS, hemi launcha mol podcast ya, wete mo lesson plong helpem you, plong improve em English language plong you. SPS lanem English language podcast ya, itok pot plan de all activity we stop happen long everyday Australian life. Mo hemi explainem all Tok Tok long English language. 5 minute lesson ya, hemi save helpem you. So listen, mo follow good Chinese Peterson, long improve all pronunciation plong you. You save find em all episode ya long sps.com.au/learn-english. Hem ya, long SPS audio app, mo plan de na rafala podcast app pakaken.
I have sitting, but my mother and father have none.
I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none.
Hello. Pronunciation is about speaking clearly and making the correct sounds so that you can be more easily understood by others. It's not about changing your accent. Your accent is part of you and your culture, and you don't want to lose that. We love accents. Practice your pronunciation with me, Janice Peterson, from SBS World News. Do your kids get scared about going to the dentist? I'll let you in on a little secret. I get pretty worried too. Today, we don't need to be concerned about the dentist, but we are going to focus on the th sound in teeth and tooth and compare it to the v sound in mother and father. Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference between the two sounds. Let's start by comparing these sounds using some common words. The th sound in teeth can also be heard in thick, thin, 3, 30, think, thought, and thing. The sound is not voiced. That means it sounds breathy. This is different to the V sound in mother and father, which is voiced, and so is buzzy, like a bee. Here are some more examples. They, than, there, those, them, this, the. These sounds take practice to pronounce because they're so similar. And also because they're made in the same part of your mouth with your tongue just behind your teeth. To pronounce the th sound in teeth, let the air pass above your tongue with a slight hissing noise. If you put your hand in front of your mouth, you can feel the air. If you like, you can repeat the words with the th sound with me. Teeth and tooth. Thick and thin. Think and thought. To pronounce the V sound in mother and father, let the air pass above your tongue and push it out with your throat. If you put your hand on your throat, you should feel a vibration. Vv. Repeat the words after me. Mother and father. They and them. This and that. Now, if you're ready, let's put it all together. This is a sentence I love using to practice these sounds with my kids because they think it's pretty funny. I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none. We use the th sound in three and teeth and the v sound in mother and father. Who do we have on the line?
I'm Heather Jane. These are my students from the Chatswood Library.
you might like to have a try with me. I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none.
I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none.
If you want, give it a try really fast this time. I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none.
I have 3 teeth, but my mother and father have none.
That was fun. Thanks, everyone. The two sounds have the same spelling, so it can be hard to know when to use them. You can work out when to use these sounds by the type of word they're in. The th sound in teeth is most often used in content words like nouns, whereas the v sound in mother and father is most often found in function words like pronouns, prepositions, and determiners. That's it for this lesson. You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish to find the transcript for this episode.